the Rapids, this time to the expansion Minnesota Loons. Loons is a great name, right? Loons is a great name, right, Marcelo?
No.
Come on, I like the unique names as opposed to, you know, everyone wants to be a tiger or a bobcat or something. I know Loons is a good one.
Sure, all right. I can live with that part, yeah.
So, well, I actually have another question from this game. Do you think that you could do or do in your professional career is to put a ball like 2 yards away from a goal and then run at it and chip it over the top?
I've done it before, so sure.
So you've done the Dominic Baggi?
We've all done that.
Yeah, and I know. It's the most common miss, but still.
I don't know if I've gone over, but I know I've hit a goalkeeper from 6 yards out. So without putting it into a corner, so.
Well, that's always well. See, we're crafty that way as goalkeepers, even the small slow ones like I am.
Yeah, but my excuse is I'm a defender.
Yes.
So I don't score that many goals. So if I'm in front of the goal and I miss, it's part of life.
So as a
forward, that's the way you make your bread and butter. You're not going to get another great opportunity like that.
Is he going to sleep tonight? Probably not.
Yeah, I think he will.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with forwards is they just have no conscience. They just sort of run around out there, and they're just like, "Hi!" But you are a defender, and probably one of the best defenders ever in the United States. And here's, are there real problems defensively in terms of? You had said before during the game that they were really working in practice on defense. And yeah. Are you seeing that? Were you seeing that improvement, or are there still some real problems defensively?
I think they're working on it because one, you've got a rookie. And Courtney Ford, and they're trying to get him in sync in how they defend and how they move. When somebody steps, somebody closes. So, yeah, you know, I think it's defensively because Mikhail hasn't played consistently back there. So Mikhail now is stepping in for Mark Birch, who got traded. And then you got a rotating because of Jared Watt. Bobby Berling comes in to play with Courtney Ford. So, you know, I think it's been kind of a rotating kind of of player situation that you've got to mix in the fact that you got rid of Cronin, so that means Azira and Saeed have to get used to each other. So I think that's why they've been working on a lot of stuff defensively.
So I guess the question then becomes, and we can move on to some other stuff, but my question becomes, can the Rapids, once they get Tim Howard back from his 3-game suspension, and we can talk about that in a second because that just makes me so angry about that, but can't once they get Gashi in form, once they get some of these guys injured, once they get Axel back, can this team actually make a run and be in the playoffs and do some damage?
You know, I don't, Tim Howard's a huge deal, but Zach McMath is a starting goalkeeper in this league. So
no, he's made a couple of great saves.
The save he made on the goal was a great save. So, you know, I mean, I don't think you can go with that. I think. Can they make a run? Anybody can make a run in this league at the right time. If they get the right players at the right time of the league, they catch teams that are down a little bit. Anybody can make a run. So yeah, that's not a problem. The problem is do they have it to get Axel back? When Axel's back, that solidifies that spot. So we're just going to keep going back to the biggest issue is Colorado has a hard time scoring goals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to score goals, you're not going to win. You're not going to win a championship. I mean, Seattle proved it last year when Jordan Morris caught on fire, when they got everybody, the right player, and all the players in sync and believing in what the coach was selling, then all of a sudden they made a run and win a championship.
Can this team, if they decide to maybe change up or maybe move, for people who, I mean, oftentimes talking formations is sort of weird, but when you're talking about a 4-2-1, or whatever it is, you have the 3-triangle and you can always flip them, so you have the 1 central defender and then the 2 middle defenders is something you can do in a formation. Is that something that might be likely? Are there guys, I mean, it seems like there's guys that can score. I think that Marlon Hairston can score. Dom Baggi can score. Dominic Baggi can score. I feel like you got scorers on this team once you get them back, but no one can get it to them.
But you got Marlon Hairston on the field, and you got Baggi, who you just said, they're both on the field.
Yeah.
So, again, I think Colorado's probably a few players away again from being a team that's going to fight for a championship because you're missing you're missing that guy. And I'm going to keep saying it. You're missing the Alonso, that number, that leader. You're missing that Dax McCarty. You're missing that key ingredient in the midfield that's going to, when it's time to take a foul, he knows to take a foul. When it's time to bite into somebody, he's going to bite into somebody. I think that's the piece that Colorado's missing.
Well, you know, you mentioned Dax McCarty a couple times. What would it take for the Rapids to get him? What would they need to do?
They're not getting him.
Okay. Well, see?
Chicago just picked him up, and Chicago is 100 times better than they were last year between him and Schweinsteiger, and Janino's another player. So I'm going to go back and say you're not going to get either one of those two kind of players. So I think that's where Colorado, that's the missing piece that Colorado needs to find.
And
you know what I mean?
Are there any players out there that Colorado maybe could go after? I mean, one of the great things they talked about with the assistant GM that they brought in was his ability to really be able to scout Europe and sort of, you know, find some of these players in the hinterlands of Europe that could come in and make a difference.
I don't know if that's Porik's job. I know Porik is the technical director, I believe a sporting director since Bravo is no longer with the club, so he's the one that's making the trades. He's the one that's doing those kind of things. So I don't know if his job is to scout Europe. I think Mitch is scouting Europe and Mitch Murray and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's Porik's 100% job, if it's not. But, yeah.
Isn't that why they brought him in, though? Wasn't that the whole reason why they brought him in?
I don't think that was it. I think he was with the FA.
Yeah.
And he helped. If I'm correct, I think he helped. He's a statistical guy.
Yeah, he's an analytics guy.
It was almost like the guy like Moneyball. Remember Moneyball with Brad Pitt, the other guy that was doing all the analyzing, the percentages. Mm-hmm. I think he does a lot of that stuff. But yeah,
so he does like the soccer manager analytics stuff. Like if you're
yeah,
if you're,
the analytics. There it is. He's the analytics guy. Yes.
Okay.
And he's the guy that's in charge of bringing players in. Yes.
Okay, because that seems to me that would be somewhere where you could bring that kind of player in. But what I wanted to tell you about was why I was so frustrated about the Howard suspension was because if you and I are walking down the street and someone comes up to us a foot away and is yelling at us, we can grab their arm because we believe that we are in danger and you have a legal right to do that, but you can't do that on a soccer field. And I feel like that, you know, that there needed to be more security there. And I feel like the MLS sort of took a hard stand on what players should be doing and didn't really seem to solve any of the problems what the fans have been doing, because the fans are very close in MLS and you can.
Here's the problem, Darren. As a professional athlete, when you let a fan get under your skin like that, you saw the video.
Yeah.
You saw the video. The guys got under Howard's skin. Then at Sporting Kansas City, you go between the benches, you go into the tunnel where there's a group of fans that are, you know, six feet away. I think there's a huge area where the players walk through and there's people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Sometimes, listen, here's the difference. Right, nowadays, with social media and these phones that have cameras, the iPhones and the Droids, all these cameras on your phones, it's easy to catch somebody doing something wrong. Listen, we can't say as players back in the old days that we didn't react the same way that Tim Howard did.
Uh-huh.
The difference was it wasn't caught on tape.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to have a video camera, and you're not taking a video camera, one of those huge ones that sits on your shoulder or a handheld, you're not taking that into the stadium. So unfortunately for Tim Howard, the fact that the kids and families and everybody has a phone with a camera on it, he got caught saying some things he probably doesn't that he regrets, you know, and I get that. The difference, again, is we didn't have those kind of situations back in the old days. So
we got to cut to a break, but I want to hear the best time. After the break, I want to hear your best moment where you and a fan almost got into it. If you can't even tell it, I want to hear it. But we're right after this. This is From the Pitch, brought to you by Colorado Soccer Association, Mile High Sports Radio.